Next up is agenda item six, that is PR 2024-010818, minor plat 2026-00010. That is a request for minor preliminary final plat submitted by Amber Kennington, who requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of tract A1A, max replat, zoned RA, located at 2019 Rio Grande Boulevard Northwest, between Matthew and Indian School, containing approximately 0.677718 acres. Do we have the applicant here today?
Yes, good morning, this is Amber Kennington.
Hello, Ms. Kennington, would you please state your mailing address for the record?
4208 Chinle Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, 87110.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Please present the project.
So this is an existing single family home lot. It's one lot removed off of Rio Grande Boulevard, and it has a large back section that is completely unused at this point. And so the intention is to split off that back portion, leaving the existing front portion with the home that's already on it, just to create an additional building lot. And as part of the plat action, it would extend the existing private access and utility easement from where it sits right now to serve the back lot, which is would be lot one.
Okay. All right, very good. Anything else that you'd like to add before I call for public comment?
Nope.
Okay, I'll go ahead and call for public comment then, and if there is any, you'll have the chance to respond. So for everyone here, this is agenda item six. It's a request for a minor preliminary plat at 2019 Rio Grande Boulevard Northwest. Please raise your hand to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, and I don't see anyone raising their hand. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item six. Last call for public comment on agenda item six. Okay, Ms. Kennington, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment, so we'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. Sir, if you'd please raise your right hand, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, Water Authority has no objections on this one. Thank you.
Thank you. That takes us to hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Hydrology has an approved conceptual grade and drainage plan with the engineer stamp date of July 7th, 2025. Please add a cross-lot drainage easement note specifying the beneficiary and maintenance agreement on the plat. That's all from hydrology. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Chen. Any questions about that, Ms. Kennington?
No.
Okay. And Mr. Chen, is that a proposed condition of approval, that cross-lot drainage easement?
That's not a condition of approval. The applicant just needed to add one sentence about the cross-lot drainage easement note.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Takes us to transportation. Mr. Ernest Armijo, if you'd please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Transportation has no objection.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. That takes us to code enforcement, and I'll just note for the record that we've received no comment or objection from code enforcement on this item. Next is parks and recreation. Who'll be delivering those comments?
I will, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Robert Webb, please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Parks and Rec had no objections to the requested actions.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Webb. And that takes us to the Planning Department comments. I will be delivering those today.
Thank you very much, sir. This is Jacob. I will be.
Thank you, Mr. Jacob Boylan. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Good morning, Amber. So in my memo, I covered some IDO and DPM comments. Those are there as a kind of a guide for you for whenever you progress through DHO and get closer to constructing that residential property. But those are there as just a kind of a guide to help out for some specific provisions on IDO. Outside of that, we pretty much just need a couple of additional items added to the cover sheet. So that's going to be, we're going to need the application number added to the plat. You have the project number on there. We'd just like the application number added as well. The date of DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat per 66K2K. So we'll just need the date of approval added somewhere on there. And then it's on the signature block with all these signature lines. There is a missing signature line for hydrology. I believe there was one for environmental health. You could probably cross that one out and add hydrology. And then prior to final sign-off of the plat, the Albuquerque Geographic Information System, AGIS office, must approve the DXF file and proof of approval must be provided. And then we did include some instructions on how to do that in the memo, but feel free to reach out in case you have any questions.
Okay. And this is Amber Kennington. I haven't done one of these replats for a while, but do I need to make these changes to the original Mylar or just all digital changes?
I believe we can work with digital on the plat, but I'll kind of defer to Jay for final confirmation on that.
Okay. Should we go to Ms. Rodenbeck? Jay Rodenbeck, if you'd please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
To
Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Hirnos. This is Jay Rodenbeck. So, Amber, regarding any corrections on the plat, ultimately you'll need to upload those correction, the additional hydrology signature, anything else we need to ABQ plan and to an email those corrections to me and Jacob Boylan, the lead planner on the project. And that'll need to be digital. And we'll distribute the plat digitally through Adobe Sign for sign off once you've addressed all those conditions of approval that DFT staff have. To go to the county, you'll need to print off a Mylar, or se I think several Mylars, to get it recorded. You can also come by your office, schedule appointments to get signatures from DFT staff and the city engineer on the plat through traditional wet physical signatures on the Mylars. It's up to you, but the typical process is for you to send us a digital copy of the revised plat with any conditions addressed from DFT staff. We distribute it electronically through Adobe Sign, send it to you electronically through by PDF, and then you print off the Mylars, but it's up to you.
I got wet signatures on all of the utilities, so I have a Mylar at this point, but we can just convert that to digital and have my surveyor make the changes required.
Great.
And Mr. Hirnosser, this is Jay Rodenbeck. This might be a good time to go over planning's proposed findings for this
Yes,
request.
please.
Share my screen. So, finding number one, this is a request for a minor replat located at 2019 Rio Grande Boulevard Northwest to split. An existing lot into two newly platted parcels. One parcel has an existing residence already situated on the property. The other parcel. Are these, Jacob, are these lots? Like, are these tracts or lot? I mean, I like to use the word lot instead of parcels. Parcel is just a tax unit from the assessor's office. Let's see if I can look this up. Lots. Lots. Okay, thanks. We'll use the word. The parcel, we use lots. Okay. I'll just finish finding number one. One lot has an existing residence already situated in the property. The other lot is intended to be split in order to build a new single-family home. I think we can probably leave that language in there about the future development, seeing this is zoned RA. So point number two notes that there is a variance to the lot sizing, a variance to the lot sizing requirements actually is lot width, correct?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Requirements was approved by the zoning hearing examiner on February 18, 2024, per VA 2024 339. Actually, we'll switch the PR numbers. The PR number first, not a big deal, but that's how we usually do it. Per PR 2024 011316, VA 2024 339. The variance was a reduction of 9 feet from the required 75-foot lot width requirement. Point number three, the subject property is zoned RA and is located within the character, which within the CPO 6. As well as CPO 11 character protection overlay zone districts. Find number four, the subject property is located within an area of consistency and falls within the boundaries of the Near North Valley CPA. And that's a community planning area. Should probably read. Planning area. Find number five, such a property is abutting the Duranus Acacia and is within the boundary of the enforceable standards under IDO section 5.2. I think we'll just leave it as just noting the Acacia is abutting. Find number six, for 66K3 reviewing decision criteria and application for a subdivision of land minor shall be approved if it complies with all applicable provisions of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations, and any conditions specifically applied to the development of the property and prior permit or approval affecting the property. This request complies with this criterion, and this would be predicated on you, Mr. Hearing Officer, approving this request. Point number seven, for table 611, the IDO public notice requirements have been satisfied by the applicant prior to this submittal. Point number eight, for 66K2I, the applicant shall record the final plat with the Bernalillo County Clerk within 3 months after the date of the final signature on the plat, or the subdivision shall be voided. The applicant shall provide the city a digital copy of the recorded plat. Point number nine, all signatures from the surveyor, property owners, the city surveyor, and utility companies and a map are provided on the plat. And point number 10, a sketch plat review is completed on September 18, 2024. Review comments were provided to the applicant team. That concludes planning's proposed findings for this request.
Thank you, Mr. Any questions or comments about those proposed findings at Ms. Kennington?
No, thank
Okay.
you.
I just wanted to note one thing for the record, and that is that I, in addition to my role as Development Hearing Officer, I serve as Zoning Hearing Examiner for the City of Albuquerque. And any ruling that I may have made on variance in this property in a prior ZHE case has no impact or would cause me to prejudge the requirements of this case. This case stands on its own merits. Okay, and anything else from anyone before I go ahead and decide make a decision on this case? All right, not hearing anything. First, I'm going to approve the proposed findings as shown on screen and read into the record at today's hearing. And I'm going to go ahead and make the ruling on agenda item 6, PR 2024-010818, minor plat 2026-00010. And I hereby approve the said agenda item project and application numbers. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, the application number must be added to the plat. Next, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat per IDO section 66K2K. Next, a signature line for hydrology will need to be added to the plat cover sheet. And finally, prior to final sign-off of the plat, the Albuquerque Geographic Information System, AGIS, office must approve the DXF file, and proof of that approval must be provided. Thank you very much. That concludes agenda item 6.
Thank you very
much. Thank you, Ms. Kennington. That also concludes today's agenda. So thank you, everybody. Have a great day. We are adjourned.